This is Ozarks at Large. The state's mask mandate is no longer in effect, and all Arkansans 16 and older are now eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. Both changes in state policy were announced yesterday by Governor Asa Hutchinson during his weekly press briefing about Arkansas and COVID-19. The decision lifting the mask mandate had been expected, and the governor says he makes the change as the state meets benchmarks he had set forth last month, including fewer than 750 patients hospitalized because of the virus. Arkansas hospitals are well under that number, with fewer than 200 such patients as of yesterday afternoon. But the governor stresses he isn't calling for a moratorium on masks or businesses being able to require masks.
This does not mean that the use of the mask will cease. This mask that I wore in here today, I will continue to have that available. That will continue to be a part of my wardrobe as I leave the house and go to work every day. Because there'll be many times during the day that I will wear the mask. While I've been vaccinated, it's important to be courteous to others and to be mindful that we need to protect ourselves and others. And so common sense should govern.
The governor says most government offices will still be using mask protocols, and he expects many businesses and hospitals to also continue requiring face coverings. He says he expects Arkansans to observe those requests, and if Arkansans are bothered by such a request, they can go elsewhere.
And if you don't want to comply with that, then you have options to go somewhere else. That's what it means whenever you lift a mandate and individuals can make responsible decisions as well as businesses. We just need to honor those decisions.
The other big change announced yesterday, the loosening of restrictions on just who is eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccinations, comes after supply continues to outpace demand for shots.
Arkansans age 16 and above are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. This opens up all the vaccine eligibility categories to every adult above 16.
The governor says just because the state is now opening vaccinations to everybody 16 and older doesn't mean everybody 16 and older will be able to receive a shot immediately. There will still be more people wanting a shot than vaccines available for the next few weeks, at least. The governor says the state will be receiving larger weekly supplies for at least the next 3 weeks, though. He says a White House conference call yesterday included news that more than 5 million doses will be distributed nationally for the next 3 weeks, and that translates to about 25,000 additional doses over already confirmed amounts for Arkansas each of the next 3 weeks. The announcements yesterday come after the state has had a few weeks of steady, reduced virus numbers, fewer hospitalizations, fewer active cases, and several consecutive days with fewer than 200 new cases. Those positives, though, the governor says, should not be interpreted as mission accomplished. He says there is a different message he wishes Arkansans to hear.
And that is that with these good numbers, people have a tendency to say, we're out of the woods, there's not a problem anymore, COVID-19 is not in my community. Well, Dr. Romero reminded me today that we have increased the number of cases in terms of the variants that have been found in Arkansas. We see many surrounding states that have gone up in cases, and we see a national trend that concerns the CDC and Dr. Walensky of the CDC. And so we want to make sure we stay in the right direction by taking these steps, but continuing to be careful in how we conduct ourselves, respectful of others, wearing a mask when needed, and then secondly, making sure you get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. Don't delay. Get the vaccine.
Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas Secretary of Health, says the variant, popularly referred to as the UK variant, is showing up in limited, about 7, isolated numbers in Arkansas, but most of those in the last 7 days. He says two other variants, first believed to have been detected in California, are also now in the state. Other states close by are noting variants as well, and Dr. Romero says those cases are worth noting.
What happens around us eventually reaches us. Just like we didn't see our first case for many weeks into the pandemic, these growing numbers of cases outside of the state will eventually get here if we are not careful.
With the immediate removal of a mask mandate, public schools in Arkansas must consider their approach as the school year nears conclusion. Johnny Key, Arkansas's Secretary of Education, says each school district will have to have a complete public pathway forward when it comes to protocols.
We are allowing local districts to make the decisions on whether they want to continue having a mask mandate at the local level. They do have to take, the boards of the local school districts have to take some action, either to continue, to modify, or to eliminate the mask wearing policies. Why is this important? Well, mask wearing, as you'll see in a second, may be taken into consideration when identifying close contacts and identifying persons that may need to quarantine. When reviewing local policies, the boards need to also consider all of the areas of the school. They need to consider what happens on the school bus. They need to consider what happens in cafeterias, in the hallways, in the areas of student activities.
The complete briefing from yesterday can be viewed at the governor's YouTube page.